Alright, it's on. So, I don't know, man, the intros and stuff you hear people doing on podcasts, I can't imagine doing that.
With an intro?
Yeah, but we could probably get someone to do it at some point if we need to.
Well, I mean, one thing I noticed, if you have an intro, it has to be the same intro every time. People have to get used to your intro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. To a certain degree.
Almost killed us with a...
That would have been nice. To a certain degree, but when you say intro, just someone talking or music or what?
Who knows? I don't know. Oh, so I got it made.
You got what made?
The thing I wanted to get made?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're making it.
Get out of here.
I swear to God, it's going to be a 3-foot tall sticker of that Buddha I have.
Yeah.
With the plant on it.
Oh.
Just the Buddha with the bud.
Get out of here.
Yeah, so I got one made. We can give it to Rogan. Try to figure out a way to get a hold, like, get through to him to give him a gift for his studio.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's a big, like, he's on his mind, like he said the other day, he was like, I'm mindful. He's been working on mindfulness training. And it just popped in my head. I was like, that's, you know.
Yeah.
But I got one for myself. Well, for my wife.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to try to get her to put it right there. You know.
On the refrigerator?
No.
In that corner?
Actually, it would be badass on the fridge.
Either the refrigerator or in that corner, huh?
In the corner where the little shelf is down there. For some reason, there's like a little
grout. Okay, I got you.
You know what I'm saying?
That'd sitting be on there. Too.
But who knows? We'll see. We might have somewhere in the living room to put it. Because she's the one that designs everything in there.
Yeah.
I don't do any of that crap. But yeah, that's fucking... I'm so excited. I'm so... They actually did it. Because last time, they wouldn't do the tree.
They wouldn't?
No, I tried to get a tree done for my sister.
But why wouldn't they do it?
Because they said it was cannabis. It was an illegal drug. Oh. They don't fuck with illegal drugs.
Right.
But they must... Whoever saw when I said flower, they must not have noticed that it was, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Not really paid attention. Because my sister's a huge ugly tree lover. She does a ugly tree every year.
Oh, okay.
She goes and buys the worst tree you can find. If it's ugly, she goes and she just makes sure it's the ugliest.
It's the ugliest
she has one. A guy, actually, that brings her some pretty ugly shit. Yeah. So it's like her gig. So I wanted to get one that she could put up every year of... I had a blueberry that was like, I trimmed it all up and it was all hanging. And it looked like an ugly Christmas tree. Like Charlie Brown shit.
Yeah, I was listening to Joe Rogan and Bill Burr.
Yep. I didn't listen to that one.
That's funny, funny. Very funny.
They are quite funny.
You know, that stand-up is interesting. How many people are stand-up comedians. It's a lot of them.
Who was I talking to that didn't like Rogan?
Well, I'm sure there's some people that probably don't.
And I was kind of like, the person, whoever it was, I was kind of like, yeah, I kind of figured you wouldn't like him.
Somebody you figured that wouldn't like him anyway?
Yeah, like I kind of knew that you would like...
I mean, but how do you...
It's not dislike him, they just don't... I don't know.
They don't get it?
Yeah. They don't find it funny. Oh, that's who it was. My buddy Alan. Yeah, he just doesn't... Rogan's too... Because he's not liberal at all. He's everything. Rogan is whatever...
Right, it's hard to label him.
There's no label, yeah.
It's hard to. Because...
No, there's just... You can't. Because you can say he's liberal on most things. He's very liberal when it comes to... people's rights and all this different shit, but when it comes to certain things, he's a little conservative. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to, I don't know what things, but even then, he's really not even that conservative on most things. It's mostly he'll just listen to whoever's talking. You know what I'm saying? He's gonna listen to an argument.
See, I don't think about whether he's liberal or conservative or middle of the road. I listen to him just for information.
I listen to him because of the guests.
Yeah, and the information.
Yeah, because I know that it's not that he's the best interviewer, because he's not Howard Stern.
No.
But
and I'm glad he's not.
Yeah, at the same time, I'm not looking for that. I'm looking for someone who's going to he agrees with most things I say, but at the same time, I know that he's going to listen. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes I get pissed off because I'm like, dude, just counter that. Like, you know that's not true. And it maybe, but he doesn't, because maybe he hasn't heard the same thing I heard.
Right.
Where there's a counter.
That's what I meant when I said information. One thing I like about him, if it's a subject, he goes into it that he
thinks,
and he goes in depth into it. He reads.
Did you talk to Aykroyd?
Yeah.
That's the good one you would have been interested in, the way he was talking about the aliens and
shit. Yeah, I listened to that.
Yeah.
Him and Dan Aykroyd.
And you don't, do you like, are you the Neil one?
DeGrasse.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I listened to all those too.
That one was good too.
Now, he's funny, because
he's interruptive.
Because
that guy's hard to interview.
He's got a lot of opinion on stuff. And,
well, opinion is the wrong word, because he's a fucking astrophysicist, so he knows science.
Yes, he knows science. But at the same time, certain things that I think are going on, he is skeptical about. Like UFOs being here right now.
I get you. But at the same
time, they're all saying, well, not probably not.
But in his world, it's not something that he can... You know what I'm saying? Like, when you're in that world where you're someone who lives in science fact...
Well, yeah, and academia.
Yeah, if he hasn't seen it... Now, if an alien had come in front of him and he sees it, he will tell you straight to your face
that aliens are... Yeah, that's it. Academia-type people have to see actual proof.
So do I.
Before they believe. Well, I don't.
Hold on a second. Belief? Like, how much do you believe? Do you believe that, if someone came to you now and said, be at this point, drink this fucking punch and the aliens will come get you type shit? Or are you like, no, I need the alien to come here and give me a contract and show me what... Like, I believe there's aliens. Don't get me wrong. There has to be. The universe is too big for there not to be. What I don't, my skepticism is at a certain point, every species, every living conscious being has to come to a point in their evolution where the need to expand is not needed. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what enlightenment is. And at some point, every civilization is going to get to enlightenment. And if technology gets you there, you know what I'm saying, by making life easier, by letting people do things, you know what I'm saying, explore the spiritual, all that stuff. But I'm also the type that would believe that, to be honest, you could probably travel the universe with just mushrooms. That's probably your best way to travel the universe. It's just so fucking chaotic and so hard to handle. It's like riding a roller coaster that has no track. You don't know what's going to happen next. There's no way to prepare for it. So when it hits you, the double... quadruple fucking 500 mile an hour spin hit you can't comprehend it.
It's beyond your comprehension.
Yeah, because if you were on a roller coaster and you were going straight and all of a sudden it was like fuck you and did a 500 mile an hour spin in the middle, it would your head would rip off.
And see we live in a society that is, especially now with media the way it is now, with the internet and all that, we live in a society now where you can't trust everything you see and hear. You know?
No, true. You can't trust it unless you see it right in front of your face. You have to have a bit of skepticism with everything. But you've had to have that since the dawn of time, because most things come from stories. I mean...
It's just too much proof to me that aliens are here. But I think there are different aliens. They're not all the same type.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with that.
But and I believe that some of them might be interdimensional. They might not be traveling through space as we know it.
They might travel through time and
frequency.
Yeah, frequency. Yeah, different dimensions.
Yeah,
they might be able to talk to you,
or they could be time travelers.
Talk to you in this dimension, and then go talk to the other you in another dimension. Because that's the thing that's more interesting to me than time than space travel, is if there is multiple universes. If there is a way to travel between universes.
What?
Parallel universes.
Yeah, but does that mean that there's a whole bunch of me's? Does every universe have to have me in it?
No.
That's what I'm saying. No. So
it's infinite. If it's the idea is that it's infinite. So if it's infinite, that means that there's an infinite amount of universes where you don't exist.
It's this martial art movie. Jet Li's in it. It's called The One.
I know.
You ever see that?
Yeah.
And that's what it's about.
He goes from, because one of them figures out how to travel through from dimension to dimension, because there's cops.
Right.
Because if it's true, then, because, to be honest, if it's true, then there probably is a dimension or a reality. Because if, all right. Because if the theory is correct, if there's infinite dimensions, that means there has to be a dimension that you live forever.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, there has to be one. Now...
And it might be one where you die a second after you're born, and another one where you live 20 years old.
There is. There's one where you die a second, there's one where you die 2 seconds. Every
so
possible...
So forth and so on.
Every single scenario. Possible scenario you can think of exists.
That's wild.
That's what
infinite... If that's what it is, mm-hmm. that's a wild roller coaster ride. Yeah, mm-hmm. buddy.
Because right now, there's a universe where you had a heart attack and died, and I went on without you.
Right.
There's universes where I've had a heart attack and died, and you've gone without me.
Yeah. That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Well, that's if it's real.
Yeah.
That's a theory. And that one always intrigues me more than anything else. Like, space travel would be awesome. You know what I'm saying? Space travel would be sweet to be able to see, but it's dangerous. You could die any second.
Well, yeah. Well,
technically,
we're not there yet.
No, and I think space travel is going to be more in the mind than it is.
Yeah, they don't even know really if we can live in space for long periods of time. Our bodies might start fucking up after
it's like
6 months or 8 months.
You haven't seen that show Altered Carbon yet, have you? Mm-hmm. So in this TV show, they've developed a way to download the consciousness onto a computer chip, basically.
Gotcha. Yeah.
A specific... alien technology that they found, like not technology, but a mineral on an alien planet that they found that they were able to download the consciousness onto and make backups. So your brain, all your consciousness is on a little disc that's the size of this grinder, a little small, obviously thinner.
Thin, yeah.
And it goes in your neck of the host, of the whatever body you're using.
That you're putting your consciousness into.
Yeah, because you can put your clone in any kind. And it can be transferred out of the body into another body wirelessly. You can travel from one planet to another that way. So if you're rich enough, you have... The way it works is if you're rich enough, you have a clone factory that just makes your clones. So in case you die, it just reboots you instantly.
Yeah.
And then there's also your consciousness is kept on a fucking hard drive in space on on a satellite.
Oh.
In space. So your shit's up there. That way every single...
easier access to it.
Right. Well, no, it's just... Yeah, easier access because you die, it brings you right back.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. And then you can have a body here, a body on Zuzuzor.
Right.
Another planet, and bodies on 5 different planets, and then... in an instant, travel from each body to body to body to body.
Isn't that Mr. Manhattan?
Or hijack.
Isn't that Mr. Manhattan?
Kind of, yeah.
It is kind of. Mm. That's wild. You know, but in essence...
That's going to be good, too. You saw that, the preview for the new HBO series?
No.
Yeah, they're extending
it. With Watchmen?
Yeah.
Oh, I got it.
I think they're extending it. They're either doing the whole first part of it real quick in the first couple episodes, and then they do an extension... Or they're just going from the point when they left off in the movie. Because it looks like he's off-planet.
Well, it's about time they came back with that. That movie is old. That movie was what? 15, 20 years ago?
No, it was in the 2000s.
What?
2005.
Okay.
So, like, not even 10 years ago. But it's more about... They just fucked it up. It's perfect for an HBO series. Because you could do one season with... Like, you could do one season... Actually, you could probably do 2 seasons of the first book. There's only one book.
Yeah.
That's the thing. When the book's over, it's over.
There was a comic, too.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
It was a graphic novel.
I remember
it. Wasn't a comic.
I remember it from back in the day.
It was Alan something. I don't remember, but he made it. And he's known for... He's just known.
He's a science fiction writer?
No, he was a comic.
Okay, well, okay.
Comics, and him and this one guy did this fucking... It was a graphic novel that they did in the 80s. And it was just... It was lauded as the best graphic novel ever done.
Well, I liked the movie.
Movie wasn't even close. I mean, it was close.
Well, movies are never the same as the book.
They had to change it by, because they blame it on Dr. Manhattan.
Right.
In the movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what it is in the comic.
It's different, huh?
He has to get Dr. Manhattan. It's the same concept. He has to get him off the planet because Dr. Manhattan obviously can save everyone.
Right.
But the end game is...
He's a...
No, he develops an alien species. He makes an alien species. That genius guy has those scientists that...
Right, right.
...do whatever. They make an alien species, an actual alien species with tentacles, and they drop it on fucking Manhattan.
Is it huge or is it...
It's humongous. It takes out, like, that... In the comic, there's a newsstand. Through the whole comic, there's the newsstand.
Right.
That's how they get killed by... The alien just drops there, and it doesn't take out that many. It takes out, like, 700 people or something like that. It's Manhattan, so there's a lot of people, but it's not like it takes out the whole city, but it just falls... Like, he drops it on the city, and then everyone's like, holy shit! Oh, God! Russia and everyone came together. Because of it. Because he gave them something else to fight.
To fight.
But they did in the movie, they made it Manhattan. They had to give him Dr. Manhattan. But they just had to get Dr. Manhattan off the planet because they needed him not to be there to save people. Because he was the USA's, like, crutch.
Right.
Gave him all the power.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But they shouldn't have had all the power. It should have been, like, we should be working together.
Should be shared.
Yeah. But U.S. didn't want to share it. Russia didn't want to share it. No one wanted to share it.
Of course they did.
So,
of course they did.
And I'm sure Russia spent a bunch of time in the book, in that universe. I'm sure they spent a bunch of time fucking things up. But
it's kind of nice out there today.
Yeah, I'm gonna go play some disc golf.